880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Well, yeah, now I hear myself. The question is, do I really want to? It's going to be a great show today. We've got an amazing show, actually. We've got my good friend, Sharif Malnick. He's the owner of the Forge Restaurant. He's the chairman of our newest sponsor, New Wave, Next Wave Funding. But he's also the chairman of Make-A-Wish. We're going to talk to him about Make-A-Wish, what it means to him, why people should get involved. Then we've got a great segment after that. We've got Brent Stern. He's the director of commercial sales for Calumi Technologies in Fort Lauderdale. I'm sure he'll correct me on that. But they make those sticks that light up at night underneath the water and everything. They also make these great survival kits. And we're going to talk about what it takes to survive a hurricane. This year is the 25th anniversary of Hurricane Andrew. That's right. I can't believe it either. And then we've got my good friend, and he's going to laugh when I say, you'll laugh when I say that. David, how am I going to say your last name? Squirios? CK, well, we'll figure it out later, but David's going to be on. He's the guy that makes Marty Zayac and I look really good. He'll help you and get your photos and your video and all your content ready for social media. So David's going to come on and share some of his tricks of the trade. Make-A-Wish hurricane season, using video to market your business. It's going to be great. Regan, take it away. Rock us, but bring us back fast. Sharif is waiting. All right, everybody, we've got some great stuff. First of all, we want to talk about our good friends at Warren Henry. That's right. If a hurricane's coming, you want to make sure you got a Warren Henry vehicle. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've also got their Lamborghini store in Broward. They've got Audi in Gainesville and all kinds of great nameplates at their new store in Key West. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Rock me!
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right, everybody. What happens when you're out there and you need capital for your real estate deal? You give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. Met with a broker that does only Brazilians. He goes, Jim, can you help me get my people financed? Of course I can. He goes, but no one can. I go, I can. Brazilian, Venezuelan, Colombian, Mexican, Nicaraguan. It doesn't matter. Chilean, overseas, Europe. Soviet Union? No, I guess there's no Soviet Union anymore. Soviet Onion. But Russia, you know, Russiagate. We can help you, all those people. We can help you. Canadians, U.S. with poor credit, under 600 credit score. I can help you. Give me a call. Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. We're doing a lot of loans for people that are doing infill development. So if you're a commercial developer and you're looking to do something close into the urban core and I can see the way to the exit, well, gosh darn it, I want to give you a loan. If you need some money, maybe your brother-in-law wants his cash back so he can go put it in because he wants to put the money down on the big fantasy football league he wants to join. Give me a call, Jim Freed at 305-773-6300. Call me if you need creative financing for your commercial real estate transaction. Maybe you want to pull cash out. You need cash out financing. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
We do everything we can to protect our kids. When one in 9,800 children drown and one in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that one in three girls and one in five boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here on the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm Jim Freed. I'm a real estate businessman. I've got my own radio show, but I'm absolutely the worst when it comes to pronouncing names and stuff like that. So, Brent, you're going to have to help me. We've got Brent Stern. He's the director of commercial sales for, I'm going to butcher it, Calium Technologies up in Fort Lauderdale. They're a pioneer and an undisputed world leader in chemical lighting solutions like the sticks you use when you go diving, but that also helps you have lights in your house after a hurricane, and they built on that concept, but I don't want to steal your thunder. Thunder, I love it. I'm double entendreing all over the place. Brent, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
It's my absolute pleasure. So did I get the name of the firm right? That's like the most important part.
Absolutely not, but it's fine. It's Cyalume Technologies.
Oh yeah, I would have gotten that. Yeah, right. So
no,
Brett,
everybody butchers it.
Hey, listen, Brett, tell me a little bit how you guys got from making those sticks that I use when I go diving to making those awesome complete packages for hurricane preparedness, which I got to make sure I get one for me, my mom, my mother-in-law, and all the people I love.
Yeah, thanks. So we can trace our lineage back to the invention of the light stick. 1965. So we've been around as a company for over 50 years or so. And it was a partnership with the U.S. Navy back in 1965 when the U.S. Navy came to some scientists who were affiliated with our company. And they said, well, we need a source of light that is safe, non-toxic, but that's also cheap, right? So we got some scientists together. And in partnership with the U.S. Navy, we came up with the first chemical light stick. And so we produce chemical light for the U.S. Navy, for the Army, all branches of the government, foreign governments as well. We are the gold standard as far as that product is concerned. And when we're looking at extensions of our line, especially how we can help people, right? And because that's really what it's about for us.
Well, it's your brand.
How we can. I'm sorry?
That's your brand, is helping people.
Exactly. Exactly. So how can we, kind of extend our brand while bringing quality items to people every day? And so our chemical light sticks, they're manufactured right here in the USA. And it was really important for us to maintain that premium image. And so what we did with this new endeavor is we sought out only the highest quality items to put in the kit, the highest quality bag, highest quality water and food and other survival type items that can essentially sustain you and your family or you and your partner, spouse, whatever, for at least 72 hours. Because when you talk about a hurricane and being prepared for a hurricane, you got to be self-sufficient for at least 72 hours afterward, because that's really what it's all about. So the items in a kit are really meant to get you through at least 72 hours.
So then what types of things are included in the kit? Because I gotta tell you, if it's going to be worse than 72 hours, most of the people I know are going to be wanting to get in their car and get out of there until the electricity comes back. So I think you do need about 3 days to let everything clear out, see what's going on, and then determine if you should, you know, be sheltered in space or however it is. So what are the kind of things that you have? Meals ready to eat, water? My wife, of course, would want a battery-operated fan, which I've got that in storage, just for the record.
No, and there are some things, Jim, that you should put in the bag all by yourself. Okay. So we, you know, the items that we include will get you about 90% of the way. There are going to be things like important documents, prescription medication, maybe some baby diapers, things that are more personal to you that you're going to want to include as well. And so we've got high quality freeze-dried meals. Depending whether or not you buy our two-person kit or our four-person kit. And the two-person kit, there are 12 servings of food. The four-person kit, there are 24 servings of food. There's also fresh Coast Guard-approved water. And the two-person kit, there are 3 liters of fresh water. And the four-person kit, there are 6 liters of fresh water. There's a high-quality survival knife included as well. There are emergency blankets and LED lights. Our light sticks, of course, are included as well. There's a host of really high-quality items, Jim. And what really separates us from some of the other emergency kits, because there are others out there,
okay.
Certainly.
Okay.
But when you look at those and you look at the value as opposed to the price, the value just really isn't there. And what we wanted to do was we wanted to give not only a kit that's filled with premium items, but that has a great value proposition as well. So when you take a look at our two-person kit, there's well over $350 of retail value in it if you were to buy each item individually. If you look at our four-person kit, there's over $450 worth of value in it if you were to buy each item individually. And most of us don't have the expertise, Jim, to go out there and source every item all by ourselves. And certainly there are going to be some people who will want to do that, and I completely respect those people. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, most of us don't have the expertise. So we've got everything together in this great all-inclusive kit for a wonderful value.
What's the price?
So our two-person kit is $199.
Wow.
Our four-person kit is $299.
Wow, sign me up. Sign me up. I don't want to go shopping for all that when everybody's going crazy. I want that in my in my closet so I can go break glass and be safe.
Well, so you can go to Sustain Supply, S-U-S-T-A-I-N, sustainsupply.com, and where we have free shipping for orders over $49, which this would qualify.
Sure.
You can go to Amazon.com as well. Amazon stocks the item and is getting more in stock. We've sold through our initial shipments, but they are getting more every single day.
They better
ready. You being down here.
They better get ready, because I got a feeling that they're going to need a couple of these when we start publicizing this. People are going to want it from Amazon right away.
Well, it's really important, you know, when you talk about being prepared these days. Isn't just for the prepper who has a stockpile full of canned food, right? Who's got, you know, 5 years of canned food and you know, everything that they would need for Armageddon. That's not what this is. You know, we live in South Florida, and you've lived here for a while, and you know that a hurricane, a tropical storm, an event could come out of nowhere where, unfortunately, you may be without power, and so. What we recommend, though, is you know, only use the food and the water if you really have to. If you have to leave your home for any reason, and you should have, if you're in one of the coastal areas, the beautiful coastal areas that we've got, it's common sense to have an evacuation plan. If you don't have one, you should probably get one. It's just common sense. But if you are sheltered at home, you should use the food in your pantry, in your fridge, you should use the food in your home. However, if you have to evacuate, you've got a great tasting supply of food and water there. All you have to do is grab the bag and go, and that's part of the beauty of this.
So we've only got about a minute left. If you could give the where they can find it and the phone numbers and the website, I'd really appreciate that because this is great stuff. Everybody needs this.
Sure, sure. No, thanks very much for the opportunity. You can find us at sustainsupply.com, S-U-S-T-A-I-N, supply.com. You can transact right there over the internet, and we're sold on Amazon. So go to Amazon and search for Sustain Supply Company, and you'll see us right there.
Brent, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate the content that you helped us out with, and hopefully we'll have you back next year before the hurricane season gets here, before the big hurricanes get here again. Brett Stern, I want to thank you so much. He's the Director of Commercial Sales. I'm going to let you say the name of the firm.
Siloam Technologies.
A lot better than I would. Thank you, Brett. We'll look for you next time on the show. Really appreciate you enlightening our audience.
Great.
All right, well, Regan, let's rock and roll. We've got up next, we're going to have, we're going to have Sharif up next. Sharif is ready to go. We're going to talk to Sharif. Sharif is going to talk to us. He's our new sponsor from Next Wave Funding, but he's also the chairman of Make-A-Wish. He's the board person of the year, and we're going to talk Make-A-Wish right after this. It's an awesome group. Our Facebook Live page is lit up with people loving Make-A-Wish. Regan, rock it. Oh, that's not exactly REO, you know, Regan. You kind of disappointed me there with, what is that? Who is that? That is REO? Oh, my gosh. Doesn't sound like them. Must be like old, new REO, the new guy. They must have a new guy that's, I don't know. Anyway, hey, keep on, Regan. It's all right. Hey, listen, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. They've now got their Audi store up in Gainesville. They've got the Lamborghini store in Broward off of State Road 84, and a great store that they've just opened up in Key West. It's got all kinds of different nameplates, and what do they all have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry, and now more fake REO.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Now, before we get started, Regan, what was that?
That was the studio version. It's not the live version.
Oh, that's you got to have that. That's a stadium song, not a studio song.
We'll know for next time.
We'll know for next time. You know I love you anyway, right?
Love you back, Jim.
All right, that's the best. Okay, hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you've got a special situation and you need capital for your real estate transaction. That's right. Up at Spectrum, we're private lenders. We can give you a loan that can help you get from here to there. Maybe you have a lot of cash in one of your real estate projects and you want to pull it out to go do something else, invest in your business or buy another real estate property. I can help you. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We have got the best program for foreign borrowers out there. Argentinians, Venezuelans, Russians, Brazilians, Canadians, U.S. people with bad credit, we can help you all. That's right. If you need a loan, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a real estate, like I said, a real estate investor, and you want to pull some cash out to buy another property, give me a call. We'll do most any property type. We'll finance, if it's commercial, up to $15 million. We'll get you cash out on your purchase. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. One person makes the decision, we can close in a week. That's right, I'll say it again. One person makes the decision, we can close in a week. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer next Friday. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/burger today. Let's play.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on with my good friend and our new sponsor, Sharif Malnick. First of all, Sharif, welcome to the show. Second of all, thank you for becoming a sponsor.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Okay, but we're not here to talk about Next Wave, and that's your firm that's sponsoring us. We're really here to talk about you and your real true passion, and your true passion is what?
Well, besides my beautiful wife and my family and my children, all right, my true passion is I'm chairman of the board of Make-A-Wish of Southern Florida. And our children, who we grant wishes to, our children who have life-threatening illnesses, those are the most important, I think, people in my life.
Okay. Now, tell me how you got involved in Make-A-Wish and why that's so important to you.
Well, I went to the first Make-A-Wish ball. That was 22 years ago. And 13 years ago, I was asked to become the ball chairman. And I've been chairman of the ball now. This will be my 13th year. And my family is very much involved. My dad, Alan, and my mom, Alan and Nancy Malnick, are lifetime benefactors. And it's been a real privilege and honor for the family to be involved in such a great chapter of Make-A-Wish and Foundation.
Now, what exactly does Make-A-Wish do? Let's create a circumstance to kind of illustrate it. Let's say that I have a child that I know of, and the child has... it has to be a
life-threatening illness.
Okay.
You know, there's an error of thinking out there that's kind of common, and that is that people think that our children have to be terminally ill, and they don't. In fact, many of our children survive, thank God. And we think for a lot of reasons, it's because they were granted a wish.
Of course, that's not the least of it, is you break their cycle of anguish and pain and give them hope. Hope is what it's all about.
That's right. Hope cures anything. It really does.
So then I've got a child. The child, I think, would qualify. I went to Make-A-Wish's website, which is?
So our website is www.sfla.wish.org.
Okay, so I went to?
sfla.wish.org.
Because I have short-term memory loss. We had the marijuana guy on 2 weeks ago. Sorry. And I go there and I say, I'd like to get my child to have a wish. How do they decide what's a good wish that they can do?
Okay, so first and foremost, that all of our children are referred to us. So whether it be a doctor referral, a nurse, a school teacher, a friend, or the child's family refers a child to us. And when they're qualified, okay, and they have to be qualified by a medical expert, and there's a sort of a checklist. And when they're qualified, then we bring the child in to Make-A-Wish, and we determine what the child's true heartfelt wish is. It's not that easy, and you would think that the child would know what his wish is, but many times it's their sibling's wish, It's their parents' wish. They haven't really thought about it. And we have some very, very clever staff and volunteers that can help determine what that child's wish, really, truly heartfelt wish is.
You know, that's a nuance that I hadn't really thought of. But, yeah, one of the things that I'm sure is, I'm going to use the word, I hope it's right, endemic in the certain circumstance of being a child with a crushing illness is that you have to decide what is important to you, and you have to decide not to be what's important to others. Sometimes you put aside what's important to you because you feel like you're already the focus, and maybe I'm going to just say it, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they feel like they maybe don't deserve it, and their caregivers might deserve it. What do you think about that?
That's very true, and that can happen. So it's really important for us to dig down deep, peel the layers off, get down deep, and figure out what that child's true wish is. And I'll give you some interesting examples. We actually had a child that whose wish was to give another child who needed a wish a wish. I know. I see tears in your eyes, and I'm welling up to myself right now. Okay, I'll give you another example. And this will do the same thing for you, my friend. And I was sitting at the Make-A-Wish World Summit, and I was talking with all the other chairmen of the boards and CEOs of Make-A-Wish chapters around the world, because we're in 50 countries.
Wow.
And we have 63 chapters in the United States, or 62 rather. And I was speaking with the CEO of Make-A-Wish India, and I said, hey, what does your wish look like? He says, well, our average cost of a wish is about $250. And our average cost of a wish is, you know, $5,000 in cash and $3,000 or $4,000 in kind. And we have some kids that, you know, go to visit the Pope, and some kids that have visited the President of the United States, and some kids that have gone to the London Olympics with their entire family. And we've also had kids that have given their wish away. So, I mean, it runs the whole gamut. I said, what's a typical wish in India? He says, well, if a child finds us, which is really rare, because it's not a priority to give a child a wish in India, a sick child a wish. They have a lot of other issues.
Sure.
You know, it's not first on their list. If a child found us, she was a five-year-old, and we said, what is your true heartfelt wish? What is the one thing in this world you want more than anything? And she said, I just want to taste a watermelon. If that doesn't put everything into perspective, nothing does.
It puts it in perspective for me. So what is it that you could do for Make-A-Wish if you could make a magic wand and wave it? What would you do? How could people help you?
Okay, so we're doing it. And all of our community, and so much a huge percentage of our community is doing it. And they're coming in and they're donating, or they're volunteering, they're giving, they're caring, and they're supporting us.
Would one of them want to be on the radio?
Sure.
Okay, I'm throwing it in there.
Great, okay. Great. So I tell you, we have a community of givers. It's such a beautiful thing, and my heart is full. You know, we have our Make-A-Wish Ball, which I'm chairman of as well, is, you know, we have 900 people, and then we have another 1,000 people that are trying to get in, but there's just no more room.
When is that?
That's November 4th this year at the Intercontinental Hotel, where it always is. They're our partners, the Intercontinental Miami Hotel. And this year we have Lenny Kravitz performing. Last year we had, 3 years ago we had Diana Ross, and then we had Mark Anthony, John Legend last year, and this year Lenny Kravitz.
Love to help you with interviews, red carpet, whatever we can add besides that, just let us know. We're down.
Fantastic.
You're our guy.
I like
we
it.
We love you, man.
Thank you.
What you're doing for our community is absolutely amazing. We've only got about a minute left, so why don't you tell us what we talked about, how people can get involved. We talked about, give the website again, and then I know you've got some really important things. I want to make sure I hit the topics that you want, because you know better. So hit the topics, then give us the website again, and take a couple minutes. It's not like my hair's on fire.
Okay. Well, listen, Make-A-Wish grants wishes to children with life-threatening illnesses to enrich the human experience with hope, strength, and joy. And we're dedicated to that. There isn't one child that is referred to us that doesn't get a wish who's eligible. We never say no. We've done every wish, and we will always do every wish, because of the generosity of our community. We've raised, since 1983, when the chapter was conceived, We've raised about $125 million. The ball has raised $21 million over the last 23 years. When you take into consideration that we've done over 11,000 wishes at Make-A-Wish, Southern Florida, and when you take into consideration that a wish doesn't just impact a child, it changes the child's life, and it changes their family's life, but it impacts a minimum of 200 people. So if you have 11,000 wishes that we've done, impacting each wish, impacting a minimum of 200 people, you're looking at impacting 2.2 million people. And so let me tell you, you talk about a bang for your buck. What other charity can you get involved in where you get involved in something that affects millions of people?
Sharif, one more time, the website before we have to go, and then I'm coming around that table and giving you a big hug.
sfla.wish.org. And come over here, give me a hug.
Come here. I love you, boy.
I love you too.
Oh, I love this. I love this guy. Get involved with. Sorry, I blew out the spirit. I love this guy. We're having such a good. I love this guy. We're going to do more content with you, Sharif, about making a wish. More kids, their families. If you can help me help you, that's what I'm down for.
Thank you for caring, my friend.
It's my pleasure. How could I not care? We'll be back with our next segment. Stick with us. Rock and roll, Alex. Thanks for making sure we had a guy like Sharif on our show. Back to you, Reagan. What an awesome segment. What an awesome guy. What an awesome concept. And we are down. I'm going to see Lenny Kravitz. I already put it in the book. I don't know about you, but it's in my book. Better be in your book, too. Now, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And so do the Audis they sell in Gainesville, the Lamborghinis they sell up in Broward. And, of course, all the cars they sell down in their new store in Key West. And what does that mean? That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's make a wish.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
All right. Hey, what's going to happen if you need capital for your real estate deal? What should you do? You should call me, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. We're at Spectrum, and Spectrum is one of South Florida's largest and oldest private lenders. We'll do residential or commercial. What are you going to do if your bank says no because your deal doesn't fit into the square box? You give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300. If you've got a special situation, you call me at 305-773-6300. We'll do a loan up to $15 million. We'll get you cash out on your purchase. We'll do properties anywhere in Florida, any type of commercial property. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. We'll do some certain construction deals. One person issues the approval. They'll do it the day you close. We'll do it the day you close, and we can close. I mean, the day you call, and we can close within a week. It's awesome. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Realtors, give me a call if you have a foreigner that wants to buy and needs a loan. Argentinian, Venezuelan, Brazilian, Russian, Canadian, Doesn't matter. 305-773-6300. Why call me? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer next Friday. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/burger today. Let's play.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
Westbound Dolphin at Northwest 12th Avenue crash blocking the left lane. Delay starting back near I-95. I-95 accident free. Crash in Sunny Isles Beach closing Collins Avenue from the William Lehman Causeway to the Dade Broward line at Golden Beach. The supportive service of the Foundation for a Better Life. That's your South Florida traffic.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch. Right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. We're on, and we're on with David Siqueiros. David Siqueiros. Did I get it right that time? I've been trying for 10 minutes.
Okay, Jim just tried my name, and it's pretty good this time.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you, David. Now, listen, we're going to talk to David. He is on. He does some of the best people in town. He does video. He does audio. He helps them make their content for their social media. And David, we're going to talk about tips today. So tell me, what's the number one thing people need to know about when they're looking for, they're looking to create content for their website and such?
As simple as it sounds, you need to have a basic introduction, a body, and a close. It's a story that you want to tell the people that are looking at your brand or your product or whatever about what you're all about. It's really simple, and most people miss it.
So David, what's the, so if they miss that part, when they get that right, what should they do next? They've got their message. They've got it prepped. They're looking clean cut or whatever image they want to project. What's next?
I think they have to understand that today you need somebody special to be able to do this for you. And as I go, I produce and make ad agency results without ad agency structure and cost. Many of my clients are beyond the fact that they've bought very expensive equipment for the millennials and realize that the millennials don't really have it, even though they have great equipment to make something beautiful for them. I do a lot of consultations with companies and individuals where I actually go in, show them how things work, and advise them the kind of equipment that they need to buy so that they can do it in-house if that's what they want to do.
Well, you know, you do a lot of stuff for clients. We've got Dr. Marty. You were here when I made my most famous utterance when I said, Marty, people aren't watching Facebook Live to see your tush. They want to see you inject me with Botox. That was a good one. But you also work with Louis Vuitton and Comedy Central. Tell me a little bit about this Comedy Central thing. That's kind of recent, isn't it?
Comedy Central was my first directorial debut here in Miami. I was able to work with all of the cast members from the most current Baywatch movie.
The Rock?
Exactly. And Zach and everybody else. These guys were just the super fun guy. But we had a really funny guy that came along, and they produced this really cool, funny 22-minute show, which I was really, really happy to be a part of.
Well, that's really cool. Now, let's get back to who our listeners typically are, and we'll get another good, juicy backstory in a second. Our people that listen to our show typically are top-level executives. So what do they need to know? Let's just start at the basics. Let's say they want to just have a basic headshot. They usually last 4, 5, 6, 7 years. It looks like a baby picture by the time the person gets a new one. That's not really the right approach, is it?
No, not really. What you need to do is constantly update your photos and constantly update your pictures. And that's where I come into play and help people do that sort of stuff in a very budget conscious way.
Well, you're going to have to help me because I'm budget. I have a budget and I'm conscious. So... so we're going to have to do that. David, let's say we were going to do a headshot for somebody. Where would you take them? Would you do that at their desk, behind like a generic background out on the beach? How would you pick the background?
Well, a lot of the times I coordinate and get with the client and find out exactly what it is that they have in mind for what they see in their head and sort of make that happen. The most recent project was with XPO Logistics. And the CEO, Bradley S. Jacobs, of this incredible logistics company, allowed me to come in to Greenwich, Connecticut, and photograph the entire executive team before a big board meeting. I traveled with a white set, and I'd already spoken with them, and we decided, hey, everything's going to be on a white background. And I was able to go to Connecticut and photograph probably 30 guys in a couple of days. And as far as I know, they're really happy with them, and their profile pictures are now on everybody's LinkedIn page.
I could guarantee you if they weren't happy, you would have heard about that. Happy you don't hear about. Unhappy you hear about real fast.
I like it when the phone doesn't ring after a project. When the phone rings after a project, you know you have problems.
Now, tell me generically, you don't have to out the person, what's the funniest thing that ever happened to you on a shoot?
Okay, the funniest thing that ever happened to me on a shoot was when somebody didn't show up.
So?
So the boss ended up getting really upset with them, and I can't repeat what was really said.
But it was funny to watch.
It was definitely funny to watch a subordinate get reamed by the big boss.
Now, what was the most interesting set that you produced and the image that it projected?
Probably the photograph that I did of Andy Warhol back in 19, I don't even want to say.
Hold it, you photographed Andy Warhol?
I did photograph
Andy Warhol.
Why am I
not doing the whole interview on that?
Well, because this photograph is a very special photograph. It's in the Warhol Museum, and it's actually been selected to be part of an Andy Warhol photographic retrospective, which is going to start to display, if you can believe it, in 2020.
Listen, that's how long it takes for this stuff. But here's my real question. Can you flip me the photo so I can use that for your posting?
Absolutely.
Oh my God, that would be absolutely awesome.
So I have some great collectors with that here in Miami. The Goldmans purchased a print along with people that you might recognize their names, like Ralph Lauren and Anna Wintour from Vogue.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
I've heard of them. At least, I've heard of them.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol.
Yeah.
This is great. Tell me more good stuff.
Well, Jerry Powers and Jason Bin, the original founders
sure.
of Ocean Drive, were the guys that originally hired me here in Miami and got
That's
me going.
Who gave you your start?
And they kept me as their biggest hidden secret. They wouldn't tell anybody who was doing their videos because they didn't want me working for anybody
Amazing.
Else.
I don't need anything else. You're fully qualified to do virtually everything if you work for those two guys at the heyday, I'm imagining.
Hey, at the heyday. And one of my favorite guys right now is Dr. Marty Ziyech, and he's one of the best guys you'll ever meet in your life. Besides being an exceptional dermatologist and world-renowned and in demand all over the world, he is the best, one of the best guys you'll ever meet in your life.
I love him. I've gone to a ball game with Marty. Marty's a guy you want to have a beer and a dog with, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I want to go to the next game.
Oh, you will. So okay. Let me ask you this. So you did the Ocean Drive shoots. That's where I got my, I'm going to pull it out, and you were there, I guarantee it. That's where I got it. Fisher Island, I got the Ocean Drive shoot where I met Shaq, got Shaq to sign his game day program for when he came back with the Lakers. What a mensch.
It was a mensch. And also, if you can remember, Donald Trump was there.
No, him I didn't meet.
You didn't meet. But through Ocean Drive, I was able to talk to people like Eva Longoria, Don Shula, Donald Trump, Ivanka Trump, Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade, Pitbull, Diddy, Jamie Foxx, Ludacris, Colin Farrell. I could go on for days.
Yeah, and Jim Freed, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
Let's call a spade here.
Exactly.
You know, those people need to get puffed up by the people in the company they keep. So David, we've only got a couple minutes left. Let me ask you, how do people get a hold of you? Phone numbers, website, how do they view your work product? It must be all over town, all over the internet.
Well, it is all over the internet, but I am Miami's best kept secret. My company is called Digital Pictures. We're at digitalpictures.net. I have an upscale and unconventional point of view. I service an array of clients who are accustomed to quality service. From inception to completion, I deliver superior content, and I like to believe it's made with an unbeatable level of professional service.
Beyond that, let me give you a testimonial here. Whenever Dr. Marty comes on the show, you're the one that coordinates everything. You're the one that makes sure it comes off without a hitch. You're the one here's early setting up. You're the one who makes sure Marty shows up. You're soup to nuts, the person that makes the production run.
That's right. And you know what? I'm really lucky because Dr. Marty could have anybody he likes, and he lets me work with him. And he understands that in today's world, 10% of the online consumers remember what they read, but 50% remember what they see.
Oh, I'm going to leave it at that. Would you mind if that's where we end it?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's it. That hit it out of the park right there. If they want to get a hold of you, where do they find you, David?
Digitalpictures.net on the internet. Or you can call the studio at 305-534-7224.
Well, we've got people that are New York Jets fans that listen to the show, so you've got to go extra slow for them. Say the number again.
It's 305-534-7224.
I hope you don't feel jealous, Sharif, but I love this guy too. Hey, Regan, take it away. Play us some good music for my good friend David. And David, Siqueiros. Did I get it right?
You did.
High five to me for that. Regan, let's rock, and then we're going to come out and do a little bit of an update on what's going on with Vivian in the final segment. So stick with us. Love and hugs and kisses throughout the whole show. More up on Vivian right after this. So take it away, Regan. Thank you, David. You're the best.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'm getting rock and rolled here. It's got a hold on me. David did a great show. David Squeaks. Oh, gosh. Siqueiros. David Siqueiros. My man. You're going to be my secret weapon. You know who else is my secret weapon? Larry Zinn and the rest of the team at Warren Henry. That's right. When you're going to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. They've got a store now in Gainesville that sells Audi. They've got their Lamborghini store up on State Road 84 at the Turnpike. Oh, no, it's 75. And they've got a great store that carries all kinds of nameplates down in Key West. David's rocking it here. So, hey, what's the Warren Henry Advantage? That means complimentary net repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. You also get red cap service. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Oh, we're rocking today.
To protect our kids. When 1 in 9,800 children drown and 1 in 360 suffer a bike injury, it's only natural to do what we can to prevent anything bad from happening. But did you know that 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 5 boys is sexually abused before the age of 18? Like wearing a helmet, prevention through education is the most important thing we can do to protect our children. Visit lawrencekids.org to learn more.
All right, and what are you going to do if you need a loan for commercial real estate or residential real estate? By now you know the number. 305-773-630 gets you to me, Jim Fried, with Spectrum. Spectrum, we've been a private lender in town for 30-plus years. We've done lots and lots of deals, residential and commercial. We do condos. We do condo hotels. We do condo office. We do custom homes that are being built. Maybe somebody needs a little bit of an in-process refi. It's not finished, not ready. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Often the call starts with, "Hey, Jim, I have a special situation." And I help people noodle through the issues, get the deal ready to finance. You call us. One person makes the decision. They make the decision that day. That day you get the commitment and we can close within a week. What is that? That is service, by gosh. Maybe you're a realtor and you've got to close this loan. You've got a Russian, a German, an Israeli, somebody from Canada. Maybe they're from Latin America, Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, Colombia. You go, Well, nobody's going to finance my buyer. How am I going to make a deal? You're going to call me, Jim Fried, and I will help you get your buyer financed at 305-773-630. So when you call me at 305-773-630, it's not about me. It's all about you.
Burger and beer. Two things that go together, like Stanton and home runs. Burger and Beer Fridays are back at Marlins Park. Enjoy a mouth-watering burger paired up with a refreshing craft beer next Friday. Savor this tasty deal starting at just $30, including your admission to the park.
Play ball!
Burger, beer, ball game. That's a home run. To purchase your tickets, visit marlins.com/burger today. Let's play.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're in the final segment. We've only got a few minutes left, but that's all it's going to take because I'm going to go fast. And what am I going to talk about? I'm going to talk about Vivian Fried, the strongest, most incredible person. How much time do I got, Reagan? That's, I figure. The strongest, most wonderful person that I've ever met. We had her again in one of those yoga circles where they all turned around and filled her and blessed her and gave her strength and recognition. And she's just amazing. You know, but she's declining. I'm watching it. I'm seeing that she can do less and less and less every single day. But she's such an inspiration to me. She still gets up in the morning and goes to dialysis at 7 in the morning and gets them to stick that needle in. She's back by 10:30, but she's absolutely can't do anything until 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock. And this Sunday, usually she goes to visit her mom. She couldn't get out of bed to go visit her mom this week. So she's declining. You say, well, Jim, that's really bad. Tell us some good news. Well, I can tell you some different news. The news that I can tell you is that Vivian, over the summer, through our efforts, we've identified 10 volunteers minimum that have matched and been a perfect match for Vivian. And those 10 people have gotten dates to have a transplant with Vivian. In fact, one was supposed to happen on August 5th, another one on August 15th, and every one of them has backed out. Gone in a different, and they're not going to be there. So I'm back to square one. We're staying strong. We're still looking for that positive, beautiful person that's looking to spiritually bond and give my wife the gift of life. Somebody that's healthy. It's not that easy to match. We had over 100 people that answered the ad that I ran on Facebook. Over 350,000 people saw it. It was shared over 5,000 times. Almost 100 people raised their hand. Many of them didn't materialize when we followed up. But the few that did, well, they got close to the finish line. They were beautiful human beings, but for whatever reason, serendipity took them in a different direction. And I'm searching hard to not lose my you-know-what right now. I'm losing my mind just even talking about this. But that's just me. Imagine the beautiful, wonderful, vivacious Vivian Fried. You can follow her on Facebook. You can see our story on Facebook. I got a page up on Fried on Business. You can read about it there. But we need help. We need help. We need a donor. We need somebody who's willing to get tested and then go through with the process. We love all the people that have volunteered. We love all the people that went and got tested. It's not easy. It's very invasive. They take a lot of blood tests. They put you in the CAT scan, the this scan, the that scan. They ask you a bunch of private questions. It's not that easy. But if you want to get involved, you can send me an email, jim@freedonbusiness.com. You can go and email directly to the guys that are helping us, Project Renewal in New York. You can email them at r1125@renewal.org. They actually asked me to stop advertising on Facebook because it was taking so much of their time. They were getting so many responses because so many people are motivated to at least get information about Vivian. And it starts with information. So email me, jim@freedonbusiness. Email r1125@renewal.org to get information on the beautiful Vivian Fried. If we don't get her a kidney, we'll have another event to raise kidney awareness this fall. I'm not sure where it is. I don't want to give myself a jinx because there is still one donor that could potentially come through. We're going to hear more about them tomorrow, and I'm going to stay optimistic. And believe me, if they're coming through, everybody will hear all over the radio, all over Facebook. You'll be able to read it. I'll skywrite it. So Jim at Fried on Business, email R1125 at renewal.org for more information. I want to thank Sharif Malnick and Next Wave Financial, our new sponsors. I want to thank David Siqueiros, my man, who's going to help me look good on social media. He's going to teach me some tricks. I need some tricks too, you know. And I want to thank, of course, our friends that talked to us about the hurricane preparedness. But without you, our listeners, we would not have a show. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the Miami Dolphins NFL Alumni Association, Social Media 305, the Bergstrom Center, Lawrence Kids, Miami Marlins, of course, Espresso Marketing. I want to thank Kind Snacks. I want to thank Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Spectrum Mortgage, Warren Henry. Hey, join our community. Give us feedback and comments at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, freedombusiness.com. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage next in a couple days. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Thank you for joining our family. Regan, take it out of here.